big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder. And this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I bring back my friend Corey Sullivan. It's been a while since he's been on the podcast, and we get into that in the interview, actually. But today Corey and I are talking about the Orange Conference. We're a month away from the Orange Conference, and we're talking about just conferences in general, and we're talking about how to best prepare for it, what we're looking forward to in the Orange Conference, but also how to best prepare for a conference in general, but also specifically the Orange Conference. So it's really cool. We're really excited about the Orange Conference. Both of us are going to be there. So it's going to be a fantastic event. And so we want to set you guys up to succeed, especially if you've never been to a conference or the Orange Conference in general. So we talk a lot about that. All right, so let's get into the interview right now with Corey Sullivan, talking about the Orange Conference, but also how to best prepare for conferences in general. With me right now is my friend Corey Sullivan. Corey, how are you?
Good, Tom. It's been a long time since I've been on a podcast.
I know. Well, I've been trying to spread it out a little bit because, you know, you were on the podcast for a while, and then I also know that once we go to Orange, you and I are going to do some daily recaps, so I figured you're going to get a lot of voice time on my podcast, so I wanted to space it out a little bit.
Good, as long as I still got that number one spot in line.
Yeah, I've actually had some new people come along on the podcast a lot lately, so I haven't had a lot of repeat visitors, so I'm glad you're here. What have you been up to? I mean, other than growing a super long beard that just looks obnoxious right now. Thank goodness nobody can see your beard right now.
Dude, thank goodness no one can see your, like, I don't even know, your sideburns right now.
They're gray sideburns.
All right, man.
I got gray hair now.
I'm getting gray hairs, dude. Yep. Do you think it's a rule that if you have gray hairs, you can't work with youth anymore?
No, dude, I hope
not. How many youth workers do you think would get, like, banished from doing ministry if they found out they had a gray hair?
Okay, lots of good ones. You know, this is a quick little poll question. We're going to ask this in the podcast right now. Is if you're listening to this, do you have gray hair or not? And if you are a student ministry leader of any capacity, a volunteer or whatnot, do you have gray hair or not? Hit us up. Go to Twitter at TA Pounder or at big_Sully55. Hit us up on that. I'd love to hear what you guys think about that one. So, okay, let's stop talking about me and my sideburns. Let's talk about you. What have you been doing lately, Corey?
So I've been working with a lot of youth in different systems. So juvenile justice system and mental health system, foster care. What I do is I just help them connect them to community resources, make sure that those agencies are doing best youth practices. So, you know, they don't talk down to kids, but they're involving youth in the decision-making process, things like that, and just been staying busy. Right now I'm planning a big event in May, so kind of just hustling to try and get some donations and get people signed up for that.
That's cool. That's cool. And tell me how the weather is like up there in Rochester, New York.
Right now it's a typical Rochester day where it's like 25 degrees out, but like sunny. So it actually feels a little bit warmer than it is.
Oh, that's cool. Well, here it's 33 degrees and rainy, and it'll be sleet a little bit later on today. So
yeah, it's one of those days where, like, I'd better live here than there. Well, exactly. I think one of the few times.
So, all right. Well, Corey, the reason why I have you on the podcast specifically is because we're going to talk about Orange. Because right now, when this podcast goes live, we'll be basically a month away from the Orange Conference. And I wanted to talk to you about what you're excited about. And also, if you were one of those people who were one of the first few times you're coming to Orange, how can you be preparing for this event? So let's get the ball rolling here with what are you most excited about this year with Orange? And how to refresh our memory too, how many years have you gone to Orange Conference?
This will be my fourth year going to Orange.
Yeah.
And every year it's kind of like the same thing. I'm very extroverted, but I love seeing old friends, seeing what's going on in their ministries, going on in their lives, what they're struggling with, and brainstorming cool ideas. with them and building new connections. There's a lot of like new connections I try to make every year, like whether it's new speakers that I try and meet up with, or a new type of curriculum or a new type of something. Hey, how can I be a part of that? Or how can I just see what actually is going on with it?
Yeah, that's really good feedback. I'm actually looking forward to connecting with other people there as well, people that I've met throughout the years, but also meeting some new people as well. I love because we're both going to the ULEAD breakout sessions before the conference, and yeah. Those are they tend to be a little bit smaller size. They're still very big, but it's really cool because you get to kind of connect and engage with the speakers, I think, a little bit more. And so I really like learning from them. I like learning from other people as well in those breakout sessions. And so I'm really excited about this. You know, I will say, like, last year at Orange, there were two ULEAD breakout sessions that I went to. Actually, one was a ULEAD, and then one was just a regular conference breakout session. One was about event planning, strategic event planning, and the other one was about graduates, high school graduates. I went home specifically and took those two things and enact them into our program this coming year, and they have actually been very well. And we've actually done very well because of what we learned there at Orange last year. So I'm really excited to see about the breakouts I'm going to and what kind of interaction and learnings I can get from there. So that's going to be really kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, I'm interested, too, in the theme for this year. It's one voice. Just seeing what – like, for me, when I hear one voice, I think of, like, unifying, like, systems, unifying different ministries, the community into, like, one mission. And even like saying like one voice in the life of a kid, I always say that like it takes one caring adult, it takes one voice to help change someone's life.
Yeah, I think that's really important too. That's what I'm excited about with this as well. The one voice theme that you can just, sorry, I'm just laughing here. But the one voice theme, Corey's actually making me laugh. We're doing a video conference and recording it, and he's making faces at me. So sorry about this, but the whole one voice thing, and I really want to see how they play it out, because that's one of the things I love about Orange, and it's mostly any conference going there, is that they have a theme, and the theme is consistent throughout all their breakouts and everything like that. And I really want to see how they talk about the one voice from 0 to 1 all the way into post high school stuff, and what that looks like, and how I can kind of take that and put that into my ministry context. So I'm really excited about the theme as well.
Yeah. And what was your other question again?
Well, wait, there was one other point I wanted to make about this thing. The thing I love about this, you're like just trying to push me along in this podcast, Corey. You're not going to get invited back anymore.
Dude, I will be back. Why?
But one of the things too, again, you mentioned about just the different resources. I'm excited about the different resources. They always have some new products that they're pushing out. And again, not just to push out to make money and stuff like that. Well, obviously you want to make some money on it. But the reality is they always push out some really cool new fresh products out every year. So I'm really excited to see what they've got for volunteers, what they've got for children and family and students.
I just want a new coffee mug.
Oh gosh, you want a new coffee mug. Did you break your old coffee mug?
I love it.
You want to keep on? Okay, good. All right. So that's kind of what we're excited about. But now let's transition into, if you're coming to Orange for the first time, how should you be preparing yourself right now? You're a month away. What should you be doing right now to be preparing yourself for this conference?
Buying one or two pieces of clothing that are orange colored.
Okay. Yes. That's a good one. You should, because there are people, I mean, I've seen people with, you know, orange hair or orange outfits all over.
People go to the extreme.
They do. Which,
like, I'm a pretty extreme guy, but they go like overboard.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
No. There are some
like
people.
Full orange spandex suits. Like when you're 5'7", 280 pounds, probably isn't the best idea to be running around at Orange. But I've seen it.
We've seen things like that, yes. So definitely, but though, get some orange clothing, because there's going to be people with orange clothing there. Yep.
Definitely coming up with a strategy to what are you going to do when you come back. Yeah. So like prep your ministry leaders, your senior pastor, whoever it is that's higher up than you, be like, I'm coming back down. I'd love to set up a meeting with you to talk about some of the things I've learned. And I think just on the end of that helps them like, why are you going to this thing? But it actually helps kind of maybe share information.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. Because here's the deal. There's some groups that are going to come that have a team of people, and that's awesome. And I hope that when you go there that you set aside time every day to sit and process with your team what you're learning and what you want to be certain takeaway. Because the more you can process there together while it's still fresh, the better it is. But if you're coming all by yourself or just maybe with another person, I would strongly recommend, especially if you're a staffer and the church is paying for your trip, to write down notes every day. Just jot down what you're learning, what you want to start trying to implement and whatnot. And then when you go with that, go back and set up a meeting with your senior pastor and say, hey, here's some of the things I've learned. Here's some of the things I'm passionate about right now. And just so, one, that you can communicate, hey, these are some cool new ideas. But then two is to make sure they know, hey, you didn't go there just to party and, you know, have fun. You actually went there and you learned something and you're going to implement it. That you're a good steward of the resources the church just gave you.
Yeah, yeah. Even saying going into that is like going to Orange with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like going to say, like, you yourself are going to have a couple of passions that you want to go see a breakout in. Like, go do those as like your musts. But then there's going to be a couple where you're not going to be quite sure of. Get the buy-in from someone else at church. Get the buy-in from maybe a kids ministry if you're going as a student ministry. Get the buy-in from the leaders to help you. What would they like to see and maybe you go to? Because it's just another piece of way to get buy-in from somebody else going there.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, just make sure you are taking good notes. Make sure you're prepared with bringing your laptop or, you know, a pen and paper, and really just taking this time to invest in your ministry of vision casting, what's coming up next, what do we need, and being honest about evaluating your ministry right now, because this is always a good time for you to get new, fresh ideas to bring back to rejuvenate that.
Yeah. No, I agree completely with you. You go in with a plan, you know, because if you don't come out with a plan or something, go in with a plan, you're going to come out with nothing. And so you go in with some ideas. And actually, I would encourage you to go in with eyes wide open. Hey, what is it? Soak in all the information you can. Write down notes. It doesn't mean you have to process all at one time because it can be quite overwhelming. But make sure you soak in all the information.
And then make sure to bring a couple extra dollars to buy me or Tom a cup of coffee and we can hang out for a little bit. Actually, there's free coffee there. It's really, really good coffee.
Yeah.
So make sure you're planning some time to hang out with us.
Yeah. I mean, actually, Corey, I mean, that is a good offer, Corey, because you and I, we do love to connect with people and hang out with people. In fact, I've met people who've listened to the podcast the last few years there, and it's been really kind of cool to connect with people. So if you're listening to the podcast, definitely hit us up. We're going to be blogging. I mean, you're going to be blogging, right?
Yeah. And I'll buy you a free coffee.
A free what?
A free cup of coffee.
Oh, geez. Well, yeah, okay. What? You can do it.
What?
Yeah. Okay. But we're also going to be out there hanging out, and so we'd love to connect.
Oh, yeah. We'll be running around, Cass. I bet we're going to be in Chick-fil-A line for at least half an hour.
No, we're not going to do Chick-fil-A. That was a really long time.
Disrespectful.
No, I just. But, okay, and also here's the last thing I'll say for you as you kind of prepare. It's going to be overwhelming. You're going to soak in a lot of stuff. Don't be afraid to take a break. Don't be afraid. I mean, it's 3 days of or 2.5 days of really intensive stuff. Don't be afraid to skip a session if you're overwhelmed. Again, especially if it's a session that you're not really excited about, don't be afraid to do that.
Yeah, so I remember like one of my first doing ministry, actually with you, Tom, there is a leader. His name was Jeff. And we were talking about what breakouts we went to at one of the student conferences, not at Orange, but at a student conference. He goes, I went to a conference called Finding Rest in Your Spiritual Walk. I'm like, what? Where is that? That sounds awesome. He goes, nah, I went upstairs and took a nap for half an hour. And I was like, I took that and it's now like a life thing. It's like, which one can I intentionally, like, where can I miss 15, 20 minutes and just find time to process and connect and find a little rest?
Yeah,
there too. But all workshops are awesome. It's not gonna you're gonna be have a hard time doing that.
Yes.
But I think what we're really trying to say is find time for you to just kind of chill and rejuvenate yourself to going back to the real world.
Yeah, especially if you're someone like me. I'm an extroverted introvert, or I'm an introverted extrovert, or whatever it is, however you say that. I need to find some peace and quiet from time to time, so I need to break away at different times. But again, all the sessions, and I know all the sessions that I've signed up for, I'm pretty stoked up for. So all the sessions are really good. So, you know, attend them, go to them, but don't be afraid to say, you know what, I got to take a break out of this one. I got to cut out early or something like that. So
yeah, yeah. So. Perfect.
All right, Corey. Well, any more parting shots for us as we kind of get ready for Orange?
Dude, I'm just excited. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. Something that, like, I always mark in my calendars to be like, this is going to be a good week.
Yeah.
Hanging out with friends, seeing everything, getting new ideas. Like, even if you're not in ministry context, just going there to hear about how to love on youth and how to love on kids, like, it's the best.
Yeah. It is great, and it's always warmer weather down there than it is where I live and where it is where you live. And so that's kind of a good thing as well. And I will also encourage people, you guys want to look for a place to kind of get ready for the Orange Conference, go to the Orange Leaders Facebook group that the Orange group does. They post stuff all the time. I'm actually one of the admin people in that. They post stuff all the time on there to get ready for Orange. So definitely go to the Orange Leader Facebook group, and I'll have a link on there as well. All right, Corey, well, before we get out, tell people how they can connect with you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, even on Instagram, even though I'm just starting to get more on Instagram. But big_Sully55 at either of those, and at misfitmin.blog.
Yeah, tell everyone again, what do you blog specifically about? Because I like your blogs.
I blog a little bit of everything, but really just youth, and specifically how do we connect with the youth who are in the margins, the ones that are usually a little bit forgotten, the rougher kids, the ones that are going to tell you to do something that you probably don't want to do. Like, how do you connect with them, and how do you bring them and just love on them? Because those are sometimes the tougher kids and the ones that who need it the most.
Yeah. No, it's a great blog. You get short but concise and good applicable blog posts. So go to his blog post, and I'll have that in the show notes as well. All right, Corey, man. Well, I will see you in a month at Orange, man.
And I'll see you in a month. Catch you later.
Peace.
All right, so there you have it, my conversation with Corey, and I'm really excited about going to the Orange Conference again with Corey. Going to conferences in general with Corey is fun, but going to the Orange Conference is going to be great. So if you're going with a team of people, it's great to do conferences like that with a group of people. If you're going by yourself, definitely hit Corey and I up. You can get on our Twitter and just direct message us, or even just tweet us and say, hey, let's get together. Like Corey said, free coffee. So we'd love to get together and connect with you there. Again, we're a month away, so it's really kind of exciting stuff. And so I would love to hear from you on this. Like, what do you do to prepare for a conference? If you've ever been to one before, what do you do? What do you do to prepare? Hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. And what are you preparing? What are you doing differently this year to prepare for the Orange Conference if this is your second or third time going to the Orange Conference? I'd love to hear what you're doing to prepare for that as well. All right, Harris, well, thanks so much for joining me today. As always, if you enjoyed the podcast, definitely subscribe to it on iTunes, or you can go to ymsidekick.com and subscribe to it as well. There, you can get my blog and my vlogs and my Twitter ebook as well at ymsidekick.com. So check that out as well. I hope you're having a great start to your spring, and that you're enjoying this time of year. I know I do, because the flip-flops come out and it's just flip-flop weather. So I hope you're enjoying that. All right, here's why. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I'll talk to you next time. Until then, have a great one.